It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Officials in Aurora are expected to say more this morning about an independent investigation into the death of Elijah McClain. The investigation's findings came out yesterday. CPR Justice reporter Allison Sherry explains it did not address criminal charges, but it did describe how police and paramedics mishandled their 2019 encounter with McClain.
The takeaway from the 157 pages is that at every single step, from the moment the cops approached Elijah McClain to the postmortem investigations, almost everything was wrong or had some mistake in it. People in lots of different jobs failed.
Several other investigations into McClain's death are still underway. A long wait for unemployment benefits ended this weekend for thousands of Coloradans. CPR's Andrew Kenny has more.
Huck Owen didn't have much left. The former Marine pawned his wedding ring while his family waited for unemployment benefits, and he only had $10 for groceries. This weekend, though, the wait finally ended. About $2,200 of long-delayed benefits arrived in Allen's bank account.
I brought my checking account positive and put gas in the car. And then utilities, I want to give them a confidence payment.
Allen was laid off last year from an industrial laundromat, and he's been without benefits since August. Most people were able to resume their benefits 3 weeks ago, but others, like Allen, had to wait for phase two this past weekend. And once he pays the bill, Allen plans to get his ring back. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
A GoPro video of an avalanche will be part of a Summit County case against two snowboarders who allegedly triggered the slide last year. The Colorado Sun reports that the case is the first time criminal charges have been brought against skiers involved in an avalanche in the state. A judge dismissed a motion to suppress the video, a critical legal loss for the snowboarders' defense team. The pair are charged with reckless endangerment and face a $168,000 fine. This is CPR News.